the O-line, you know, it starts with them. They started pushing. We got our fullback in with a couple really good blocks. And I think once we get rolling, it's just contagious. And I think that's what happened.
Was there anything schematically changed, or was it just...
I think mentality. They knew we were coming. They called our run plays. And we just said, hey, let's just go after them.
Do you guys may have worn them out a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we're a really good condition, we're well-conditioned team. I think they were wore out a little bit, but I still think it was a battle. I think it was a battle.
What's it like being a part of this the last two games? Incredible finishes.
It's awesome. You know, if you watch me in both the films, I'm standing still for a second. I'm watching for any flags or anything, and then I'm celebrating. So it's awesome. It's so much fun. And then what Kai did at the end, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better man, so it's exciting.
Last drive, 3rd and 1. They stuffed you guys a couple of times on the 3rd and short, and you get your number called. What was that like on that, you know, when you guys got made that big run and just about broke it?
One thing I think with running backs, you never want to make the same mistake twice. That's like the cardinal rule. So when you don't get a first down on a 3rd and 1 or a 3rd and 2, you got to get it the next time. You have to get it. And I think that's just the mentality of all the running backs right there.
You were the lead ball carrier by a large margin. Were you expecting that heading into the game? Did you know that?
You know what? My coach said, be ready to carry the ball. And I'm always ready to go. I can't say I was expecting that much, but I'm always ready to go. And he said, be ready. So that's how it went.
Talk about the touchdown run.
Oh, that was so much fun. I mean, finally got a little room to move, make a couple guys miss, and it was great getting into the end zone. It was good, especially where we were at that time. I mean, we got some good blocks up front, and that's right in the run.
Describe the scene after the game, just crowd rushing. Just how fun was that?
It was fun, you know. We love our fans. They're great fans, especially the students who are camping out since Monday, some of them, to get in line, and they're out there celebrating with us, and they're really loyal, so we love that. It was fun celebrating with them.
Was that last 30 seconds anticlimactic after last week? I mean, you had 30 seconds where you had an 11-point lead, you know, there at the end of the game.
You know what? I'll just say it felt good. It felt really good. I mean, once Monday hits, it's going to be the UCLA, but for right now, we'll smile and laugh about how much fun we had tonight.
How much faith does this team have in Tanner Mangum right now after a wonderful game and almost a half?
So much faith. Tanner's one to just step it up. He's firm with his standards and who he is, and he's getting better for us each and every day. We understand he's young. He may make mistakes, but he's our quarterback. We need to get behind him and push him to be the best version of himself that he can. We have absolute faith in him.
A couple weeks ago, you started in fall camp, and Coach and I know, and some others said you were kind of buried behind some of the other running backs, and you've really just surged the last few weeks. I mean, what's sort of been your motivation these past 2-3 weeks here to really just come out and you know, be that lead ball carrier for you?
One thing, you know, that's nagged me, and definitely through the summer, were injuries I was recovering from. I couldn't work out with my guys, and I don't know if any of you guys have experienced it. It sucks, especially when you're competitive. But that put me behind. But since my legs have been feeling good, it's been great to have support from all my teammates, even my running backs, to become the best that I can. And it's been good. It's been fun. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to help the team.
How do you guys top this?
How do we top this? We go to UCLA. We play our best. We play better than we played today. And we play better than we played last week.
Thanks,
Adam. Yep. Thanks, Adam. Thank you.
Okay, that's it, guys, for
now. That might have been the best post-game
interview of all time. I think so, too. It was refreshing.
Okay, you want to come out and talk to us every day?
Just walk through it.
Good job, dude.